it's busy recording. As you can see, it's moving now.
Mm-hmm.
To pause, short press play again. Okay, so what...
And one report. Bulero. Where's our committee secretary?
She got lost in the building.
So, honorable members, I trust you all have copies of the minutes. Let's commence with the minutes of the 16th of February. Page 1.
Which day?
Those are the issues, honorable members. Page 2. That meeting closed at 9:30. Page 3. Any mover for the adoption of the minutes of the 16th February 2012? Honorable Zulu? You move. Thank you. Any seconder? Thank you, Honorable Ben. Meeting of the 23rd February.
Chairperson, the mover wasn't in the meeting. I don't think it's procedural. Can we get another mover?
Which mover? Honorable Zulu.
I was not in. He's not in here.
Which date is it?
The 16th.
I can move.
Can you get another mover?
I move.
Thank you, honorable member. A meeting of the 23rd February. Page 1. Page 2. Any mover? Mama?
I move for adoption.
Thank you. From any seconder? Thank you, Chief Honorable Mlambo. Minutes of the 1st of March. 1st of March. Page 1. Page 3. Any mover, honorable members?
I move for adoption, sir.
Thank you, Kong. Any seconda? Thank you, Kamara. Thursday, 8 March, minutes of 8 March 2012. Page 1, honorable members. Page 2. Page 3. Any mover? Thank you, honorable member. Seconder? Thank you. Okay, let me. No, complete. Minutes of the 15th of March. Page 1. Page 3. Page 4.
Chair, on page 4, there is an error under documents. Under documents, the report reads quarterly report 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
Which paragraph?
Paragraph 6. If you
response.
Yes. Page 4, paragraph 6, document. If you recall, at that meeting, the minister, Jeff Radebe, the chairperson of the joint of the NCACC, handed you a letter.
Okay, just a minute. 15th March.
15th March?
Point 6.
Page?
Page 4.
Point 6.
If you recall, at that meeting, the minister handed you a letter. That letter is not recorded in the minutes and has not been distributed to this committee. And I was wondering why that is the case.
Why is the letter not captured here? What was the letter about?
Well, Chair, the letter was handed to you. I was hoping that you could tell us what the letter was about.
Yeah,
and
I
why
cannot recall if the letter was handed, because the minutes here don't indicate. I'll just check that with the secretary.
Okay. More importantly, Chair, I would like to know why that letter was not distributed to members of the committee.
Honourable Member, can we come back to you on the issue of the letter? Thank you.
I think even if that letter was given to you, it was not announced in the meeting that I'm giving you that letter. So I don't know how can it be kept up. Because if you receive an email outside the meeting and you don't report about it, there's no way it can be in the minutes.
Thank you, Honorable Member. Members, let me just say about the letter. For now, I can't recall. Let me check with my secretary and see if there is a letter. Let me check if there is a letter. Honorable Manir?
Chair, then I move that we do not adopt this minute until we've clarified the issue of the letter. I clearly recall that the letter was handed to you. The letter was handed to you in a in the meeting, and the letter concerned the National Conventional Arms Control Committee and its business.
Honourable Member.
Chair, the Honourable Member was saying he was hoping you could clarify the committee as to what was the letter entailed. Now you say he knows the business of the letter. And yet the letter is not recorded in the minutes. We don't know whether it was a letter concerning the matter that was supposed to be of the committee or it was a private letter. So which is it? What is it that we're dealing with? Why in the first place the letter was not recorded? If the Honourable Member knows what is the letter, why didn't he bring it to the attention of the committee? Because now he's saying one thing, and in the same breath he's saying another thing.
Thank you, Honourable Member. You are noted, Honourable Member.
No, thank you very much, Chair.
Chair, we are going to waste time about this thing. Let us investigate if there was a letter or not, and let's move forward. Because now we are going to debate if there was a letter or no letter. And let us not adopt the minutes. That's simple for you to investigate. If you will come back and say there was a letter or there was no letter. Let's do it that way. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Honorable Chair. I'm going to support what Honorable Bloom is saying. Let's go to other minutes. Let's park this one for now, and then we'll come back to them if we really do have a serious matter on the letter. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Members. We will check if there is a letter, and then we will take the minutes of the 15th March and put them aside. No letter is being indicated here, but nevertheless, we will investigate that. Thank you very much. 26 April. Page 1.
Oh. Is the spelling of my name? Is the spelling there? 1 S.
Okay, noted, and that has been corrected. Thank you, Honorable Member.
I submitted apology for this meeting, and it don't reflect.
Apologies. Which two apologies? It's you, Honorable Member, and Zenia. Page 5.
Thank you, Chair. On page 4, I'm not really sure if we, in our committee, do have Mr. Tanyan.
Thanks, Honorable. Page 5. Page 6, Honorable Member. Any mover? Thank you, Honorable Ben. Any seconder? Thank you, Honorable Mandrini. May 10th, page 1, page 2. Page 3, page 4, thank you, Honorable Member. Any mover? Honorable Zulu. Any seconder? Thank you, Honorable. May 17. Page 1, page 2, page 3. Any mover, Honorable Member? Honorable Mlambo?
I move.
Thank you. Any seconder? Thank you. We have concluded the minutes, and we have shelved the minutes of the 15th until such time that we clarify the issue of the letter. We can come quickly, Honorable Members, to the report on the workshop. We remember the workshop that was conducted between the two committees, joint and portfolio committee. We are on page 1 of the report. Page 5 of the report. And the last page of the report. Any move on?
I move, Honorable Chair.
Thank you. And any seconder?
Chairperson, I move. I second.
Okay, thank you. Members, from the minutes we know that we have quite a number of issues that we are supposed to deal with for the future program of the defense of joint. But what we would appreciate most in particular from the Rules Committee is that the Rules Committee has acceded to further cutting down the membership of joint to 30. Correspondence is coming to the committee in that respect. This is as a result of the workshop that we had and the recommendations that were made. But the most important thing is we still have to have full-time members who are dedicated to joint defense, probably separate from the portfolio committee. So the problem is once the portfolio committee has got very important errands, joint cannot be able to. Now, we are requesting honorable members to look at that issue as to how the activities of the portfolio committee impact on joint, so that joint, with the huge responsibilities and tasks that it is supposed to undertake, should be able to have the necessary time that it requires to execute its. That is the only outstanding issue that has to be finalized with the presiding officials. The issue of the study tour to Vietnam, like we said, from the National Assembly side, it has been approved. So currently, the application is with the NCOP. Now, the issue that has been raised is the issue of finance, that the resources are being depleted. But we are going to be pushing that issue because the issue of exit mechanism within the South African National Defence Force is an impediment to upward movement of officials. So we are going to push that issue because joint for this parliamentary session has never had an overseas overstanding. So we are going to push it. Honourable Member.
Chair, I'm sure that we will discuss the overseas trip, but I just wish to record my thoughts on this matter. I do not think that it's necessary for this committee to travel to Vietnam at great expense to examine an exit mechanism, particularly when this committee has not done regular oversight. If it comes to efficient spending of resources available to this committee should be doing oversight inside the country, not oversight outside the country. It is, in my view, a complete waste of Parliament's resources.
Thank you, Honourable Member. Honourable Benfica.
Yeah,
I think I'm a bit surprised and amazed that a member of this committee at this late hour to say that he does not approve when there has been a lot of discussion for quite a long time for this. And at the late hour, he says he does not approve. He should have said that earlier. Thank you.
Honourable Member.
Chairperson, I think even if it is important for us to go for oversight in the country, but we don't have exit mechanism in the country. That is why we want to look and exit mechanism outside the country. So I support that we go for that oversight. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think the objection that is raised by my colleague is one in light of the resolutions taken by this committee that we are committed to quarterly oversight visits in this country. We have confirmed arrangements to have visited military bases and to go see places and to just look at our responsibility in South Africa. We have not fulfilled our program. We've not stuck to our program. And I think in view of that, one cannot say because we have committed ourselves to investigate exit mechanisms, but we haven't fulfilled any other part of the program. We are now still committed to that overseas trip, regardless of our responsibility locally. I think I see this problem also, Mr. Chair, which is part of oversight. During recess, we are still on duty. I applied to the department, I even wrote to the committee chair, for permission to visit the military hospital in Malbec. As part of my responsibility during recess, I haven't received any correspondence except from Colonel Box to say that you need permission from the ministry. Now, this is totally abnormal for me that I've got the responsibility towards Parliament and to report on what I do, and I'm not allowed to do that, but I need to go visit Vietnam. I'm sure we can do a lot of internet research and also correspondence via the embassies and the relevant countries to get all the information before we actually attempt to go on an international trip. I think there must be enough background work done on any country and all its mechanisms that it uses before we embark on anything. I'm not sure if we fully obey even with Vietnam and what they actually have got to offer and in comparison with all other countries. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Member. Honourable Benfica.
Chair, it is very strange for this member to say that we cannot go to other countries to get to see the best practice that has been done in other countries. in many committees do that. Some of them even before they start having oversight, they go to other countries to see what is happening in other countries before they can put to practice what is happening in their countries to improve. Secondly, it's very sinful the member to say that he wanted to make a visit by himself, instead of saying that he proposes that the committee must go and make a visit to various areas to have an oversight. Why should he go individually? I think that's a problem to us.
Okay, honorable members. Honorable Manir, I've given you time to speak on this issue.
Two follow-ups.
Okay, that's the last follow-up, honorable Manir.
Chair, just in response to my honorable colleague, Mr. Fischler, I have consistently raised questions about the necessity of an overseas visit, and I believe that the minutes will reflect that. First. Second, my colleague, in desperation, decided to approach or decided to try to organize a visit to a military hospital precisely because this committee is not doing its work and not conducting oversight visits inside South Africa. And the third point is, just so as we deliberate, I wonder if the committee secretary could distribute both the draft program for the visit to Vietnam and more especially the draft, the budget. I wonder if you could, and just on a point of fact, how much, what is the budget for this this visit to Vietnam? Given the fact that the National Assembly has already approved the program, it's now, as I understand, in the National Council of Provinces.
Correct.
I wonder if you could just tell us what the budget is.
Yeah, we'll get the figures. Honorable members will get the figures. Thank you. Now, honorable members, this issue of oversight to Vietnam, it's a larger issue that is affecting the development within the South African National Defence Force. The core of this particular issue is the transformation of the South African National Defence Force. In 19, can you put your hands down?
Can I make a correction in what you're saying? It's not an over. Let it be corrected in the meeting, in the recording. It's not a study, it's an oversight. It's a study talk. We're going to study other practices.
Thank you, honorable member. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, this particular trip, it hinges on the transformation of the South African National Defense Force. When we undertook a trip in 2005 to Algeria to investigate the conditions of well-being of military veterans, it's unfortunate that Honorable Manir, your political party, was very reluctant to go, simply because it had to do with transformation and it had to do with the management of providing services to military veterans. We came back and we conducted public, we engaged the public, what do you call them, public what?
Public hearings.
That's right, public hearings. All military veterans came, even from Sambar. They made proposals, and those proposals were put to Parliament. Parliament adopted them. As a result of those proposals, we have the Military Veterans Act. So that particular tour was able to enhance the well-being of Honorable Manir, for the South African National Defense Force to be properly and entirely integrated, it is not going to take us 20 years. It's going to take us
a very long time. When you look at the management structure, they have been coming. The Navy came here to make a presentation. The Air Force came here to make a presentation. You know very well what is happening in that pyramid. So these countries that we are visiting, they have got experience with respect to the issues that we are going to do studies on. Now, let's not have this pattern that comes to say that whenever it is educational tours, which hinges mostly on transformation of the South African National Defense Forces, the DA will always raise objections. Let's not have that type of pattern. Because what we have right now is the system that is clogged. Personnel up there cannot be able to exit. And as a result, the SANDF is losing quite a lot of very good young and junior officers, excellent and highly qualified. They look elsewhere because there's no upward mobility. So hence, this particular tour has been approved by the committee, and the committee wishes to indicate to you, Honorable Manir, that that cycle and that pattern of the DA reneging every time when issues of transformation have to be attended to, it should at one point cease. We are in this one country together, and we have to work together, we have to resign together, we have to build it together. This is part of it. Honorable Chairperson?
Thank you, Chairperson. I just wanted our secretary to explain, because we definitely had in our program areas of oversight. What happened? Why didn't we go on oversight? What were the reasons? Because we definitely didn't go there. Maybe we can try and solve that problem in here, because we never discussed it. If our secretary can explain the reasons and we put it to the floor, so that maybe we stop it from happening. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. You're the last one, Honorable Dennis.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Chair.
On a point of order. On a point of order. I wish to record my objection to your view that the reason that the DA is opposed to and raising questions about the study tour has to do with issues of transformation in the Defence Force. The reason I am raising questions about the study tour is because I do not believe that it is an efficient use of this committee's and this Parliament's resources. That is the reason that I am raising the question.
Thank you, Honourable Manir. Honourable Bloom?
No, Chairperson.
You know, I don't know why there's a debate on this thing. According to me, Mr. Mena is not opposing the trip. He is raising the DA's view. The trip is already approved by the National Assembly. It can't be reversed. He expressed the view of the DA. Now, I don't know why do you debate this thing. He's having the right to put his party point of view, but the committee and the parliament have already approved the dream. So I don't understand why this debate, honestly, Chairperson.
Okay, thanks, honorable members. Let us not question this because it's in our program. And the visit to the bases, we said we are going to start with the Air Force. That is in the program as well. So we know the reasons why we couldn't be able to execute our program. We had quite a number of problems because mostly the NCOP was off. Now we are able to find synergy, most in particular in the numbers as well, which have been rationalized by the rules committee. And the last part, one issue is the issue of the minutes.
Point of order, Comrade Chair. It would be good to discuss that because it's a problem. That was my suggestion.
To discuss what?
To discuss why we keep on being disturbed in the program and how we can work on that as according to the rules. That was my suggestion. Let us give it to the floor and see how we solve this problem. I understand the NCOP most of the times is not there. Then what happens? According to the rules, joint rules, it says the business can continue, but decisions can't be taken. That's what the joint rules say. That's why I'm saying, can we put it to the floor? Then what it means we can continue with the business, but where decisions are to be taken when the other house is not there, we can't take decisions. But we can continue working according to this book. So it doesn't mean, according to me, when the NCOP is not there, we must just sit at home. That's why I'm saying this is what we need to discuss and take a decision on, because it's in the rules, it's in this book.
Thank you.
So I'm asking you to open it up to the floor, and we see how we can work on this thing. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. Honorable members, the issue has been raised by my co-chair here. I propose that in the next meeting, we discuss this issue, and we also get one of the presiding officers to make a presentation about joint committees. How do joint committees function, and why they are called joint committees? Can we try to sneak that in our program?
Point of order. We have got our researcher there right now. He has done a research on it. He can just tell us what the rules say. He is here. Thank you.
Honorable Bloom.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, with respect to the co-chair, this point is not on the agenda for today, and I will really support your proposal. Let us put it on the agenda, and let us discuss it properly. You see, the caucuses that will start now, this is a long debate, because personally myself, I disagree with that rule book my co-chair is having. I differ with it, because if you are saying it is a joint committee, one house can't sit without the other. Then we in the NCOP can also sit on our own and say, if the National Assembly is not there, we are taking decisions on our own. I'm saying, I'm not differing with you, sir, Chairperson, with the rule book that you are quoting from. But I support what the Chairperson is saying, the Chairperson of today. Let us put it on the agenda for the next meeting and discuss this thing thoroughly with advisors and whatever present here.
Thank you, Honorable Member. Honorable Member, let's have this matter being presented to us
by the presiding official and with the assistance of our researcher. This is not a small issue. So let's be sober about it and let's not be emotional about it, because otherwise we'll tear the joint committee apart. The NCOP component will meet separately and the NA will meet separately. So that is the end of the joint committee. That thing is not catered for it. We will postpone that issue, Honorable Member. I hope you have noted it. Last but one, the issue of the minutes, Honorable Members. We are going to be dealing with the minutes every week. We cannot be able to suspend minutes. If the Secretary is slow on writing minutes, it means she must be encouraged to finalize minutes in time for the next week. We can't have minutes of February, you know, being adopted in September. We cannot. We can't work that way. That issue is coming to an end. And then lastly, then the issue of the joint review is also in the program. Honorable members have been asked in the past to look at the issue of the review, because this is very serious in terms of how it projects the South African National Defense Force for the next 20, 30 years. And we believe that the members have been discussing it and members have been going through it. And when the time comes, members will be ready to make the necessary submissions. For now, if there's no clarity on any other issue, this meeting will stand adjourned. I thank you, Honorable Member.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, brother.
Mr. Chair, just is there a meeting for next week the same time and the agenda for next week?
Yeah. I think this time we'll get the agenda much earlier. Much, much earlier. Because we have to provide the progress, which indicates the store and the local cost as well, and where the review comes in and a number of other things.
Chair, at what point will we have an opportunity to discuss the program?
We can make a presentation of the program next week, but this week it can be put in a bit of hold.